Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
I want to begin by saying I'm not addressing just mothers. But I'm addressing every grandmother, I'm addressing aunts, godmothers, guardians, and spiritual moms, to whom God has entrusted the lives and influence of young children and young people. And I'm saying this because God needs all of you to pray and to be involved in the lives of this generation. Because this generation is like no other generation. Our children and our young people, they are facing all kinds of things that we never had to face. So God needs you. He needs you to step up, not to be a spectator, but a participator in their life. And you know, if they shut you down, if they say, don't worry about it. You're doing your job. You're doing your part. You're letting them know that God expects better. That God moves like this, not like that. That God will bless them as they listen to what you share. So today, we recognize and we honor mothers for their outstanding contribution to the family and to society. Motherhood may be seen as the most important and the oldest profession. And celebrating Mother's Day honors the legacy of mothers, past, present, and the future. Motherhood is an exceptional calling because it displays the love and the care of God Himself for each of us. Because God uses mothers to begin our journey of divine purpose, potential, and the destiny that He has given us to impact this world. And I want to say this to mothers. You will never be forgotten because you are our heroes. Can we pause and thank God for our moms once again? You are our heroes. I want you to listen to two quotes from two famous men. George Washington said about his mother, "My mother was the most beautiful woman I ever saw. All I am, I owe to my mother." Abraham Lincoln said, "All that I am or hope to be, I owe to my angel mother. I remember my mother's prayers, and they have always followed me. They have clung to me all of my life." God has established a mother's primary role to pray, to be one who introduces her children to Him. She is also the one who protects the purpose and the destiny of her children. And throughout Scripture, it reveals a special relationship between God and mothers because God watches over mothers with favor. He honors them. He makes sure they receive honor. He provides and He protects them and their children. I want to show you just a few places like that in Scripture to confirm that. But let me begin by saying this. God has placed His name and His covenant with mothers. I want you to realize that. In Isaiah 54 and 5, it says, "For your maker is your husband. The Lord of hosts is His name. And your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. He is called the God of the whole earth, for it is the Lord who has called you." You see, it is the Lord who has called you to be a mother. And God is watching over you to honor you. Listen to what Jesus said in Mark 7 and 10. He said, "You must honor your mother." Young people and children, I hope you're listening. There's a portion in scripture in the Old Testament that said if you cursed your mother or if you disrespected your mother and your father, you would be stoned to death. A lot of them are saying, I'm so glad I don't live in that time. But the same idea is still translated today. You must honor your mother. You must honor your parents. Why? Because God says so. In fact, God goes this far. He says, when you honor them, you will live a long life. In other words, if you don't honor them, your life will be cut short. This is in the Bible, young people. The Bible tells us that God protects mothers. In 1 Kings chapter 17, God sent Elijah the prophet to preserve a widow and her son during a three-year famine. I want you to think about that. See, because that still applies to us today. God is watching over motherless husbands, women who don't have husbands in their lives. God is still concerned. Children who don't have a father around, God is still concerned. God is still watching over. And he puts these examples in the Bible to let us know how mothers are so important to him, how the children are so important to him. He's not going to let you fall. He's not going to let anything happen to you. But you've got to trust him. You've got to believe in him. Here, the scripture is saying once again, your maker is your husband. God is going to look out for you. He's going to look out for your children. Now, some of you are married to good men, and you are blessed. And let those wives say, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Your wife is clapping. That's a good thing. But others, it's a little questionable. It's a little questionable, and I realize if your husband is in church with you today, you're smiling and you're clapping. Anyway, regardless, I know that. I guess my point is, you have a God who says, I'm your husband, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter that these things over here may not be adding up to where you want things to be. God will make it right. I said, God will make it right for you. You know, one of the things about marriage that is so deceitful is that many times people get married thinking that that person is their answer. They put their whole love, their trust, all their energies into a human being. A human being will only fail. And the truth is, the wife who depends on her husband for everything and says, this is my answer, the husband's doing the same thing. He's saying, this is my answer. So they're both looking to each other for the same thing. But folks, it's only God can take care of you. Only God can satisfy you completely in your life. A person can't do that. A human being cannot do that. A human being can't do supernatural things that you need done for your life. When there was a three-year famine going on, the Lord sent Elijah to a widow and to her son to make sure they would live during the famine. This is found in 1 Kings 17. He got there, and the Bible says the widow told Elijah when he asked her what she was doing. She said, I'm gathering a few sticks to cook my last meal for me and my son, and then we're going to die. But Elijah said to her, don't be afraid. He said that God is going to make a way for you, and your food is never going to run out. You will always have food to eat throughout the entire famine. And all you have to do is believe what I'm telling you.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Coming up this Sunday at Spirit Life Church, Pastor Steve continues his eye-opening series on the Book of Revelation. Here's Pastor Steve to tell us more.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. At our Sunday morning service at 10 a.m., I will be teaching a series on the book of Revelation. I believe we're living in the season for which this book was written. Bible prophecy and current events actually confirm this truth. You see, Jesus Christ will soon return. And the book of Revelation says in Revelation 1 and 7, "Behold, he is coming with the clouds of heaven, and everyone will see him, even those who pierced him. And all of the nations of the world will mourn because of him." Now, if you believe the Bible, you must also believe that Jesus Christ will return as it says. The book of Revelation details the events leading up to the return of Jesus Christ and after. This book begins with a promise of blessing, and it's to all those who read, hear, and keep the words of this prophecy. You know, there have been many people who have been afraid to study this book, but it isn't about fear, my friend. It's about faith, understanding, and being ready to meet the Lord when he returns.
Don't miss this powerful word. Make plans now to join us this Sunday as Pastor Steve continues his compelling series on the book of Revelation, The Unveiling. The church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Bring me some water and give me a little bit of that food that you're making, that last meal first, because this is what the Lord says. The Lord says that the flour and the olive oil will be left in your containers until the famine is completely over. And that's exactly what happened. But I want you to see that God actually sent someone to save her. God sends people to help you. But it's important for you to recognize it's the hand of God. Some people are so proud, they say, "I don't need your help. No, they're going to think less of me. No, I don't need that." My mother used to tell us when we would go and visit people. Now, we didn't have anything to eat at the time. We didn't have our dinner or anything, but we would visit our relatives or loved ones. She said, "Now, when you get in there, don't act like you're hungry." See, and auntie, she had cooked us a meal. That's why we were coming out. They wanted to bless us. And so, "Come on in. I cooked a meal for you, Mom." "No, you're not hungry." And boy, we tried to navigate how to get around that. Sometimes we did and got a pop. Did not tell you not to do that. My point is this. Sometimes God is trying to bless you, and you got to receive the blessings of God. Don't be ashamed to receive God's blessings. I remember when I first entered into the ministry and people started just coming up to me and they started giving me money. And I was like, "Oh, this is crazy. I'm not taking any of this. Yeah, well, I don't need this. God, you're going to take care of me." No, dear, you put it in the offering. I don't need it. Yeah, oh, no, I'm not, no. Lord, thank you for taking care of me. And then I said, "You know what, Lord? I need this. I need this. I need this. I need this." I said, "Lord, you need to bless me financially." You know what the Lord said? "Who do you think those people were? I sent them." You should never look at a blessing as coming from the hand of a man or a woman. Now, I'm second, if you serve God and you love God and you pay your tithes and you're giving to God, don't look at any monetary blessing as coming from the hand of a person. It's coming from God's hands. For God will supply all of your need according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. But he's not coming down to do it. He's going to ask brother so-and-so, give them that. And the truth be told, you don't know it, brother so-and-so. Do I have to? I don't even want to do this. See? But people obey God. And you need to understand that, as the song says, "My help comes from the Lord. All my help. My help. My help. All my help
comes from the Lord. God sent a prophet to this woman and her son to preserve her life. But it gets better. The Bible says after a while that child got sick. And when the child got sick, the prophet said, it's going to be all right. Don't worry about it. You know, I'm here. I mean, God didn't send me here for bad news. He sent me here for good news. Well, the child continued to get sicker. This is found in 1 Kings 17 and 18. So she said to Elijah, that's the mom, she said, oh, man of God, what have you done to me? Have you come to point out my sins and to kill my child? But Elijah replied, give me your son. And then he went to the Lord and he said, have you brought me here to bring misfortune on this woman? Lord, heal this child. It's so interesting about God. See, can I just tell you this? Don't look at people who operate in gifts, or if they're called a prophet or a pastor or whatever, don't look at them to meet your need. Always look to God. Always look to God. Example, Moses is at the Red Sea. And the Egyptians are coming, the soldiers, to wipe out Israel. And Moses says, stand still to the people and see the salvation of the Lord. And they're like, yeah, thank God for Moses. And Moses is saying, help. Help. Help me, Lord. Help. And God says, What are you doing standing there? Lift up the staff I gave you. And he lifts up the staff and the sea parts. What am I trying to tell you? Never put men on a pedestal. Never put men on a pedestal. And then you won't be disappointed when they let you down. Because people are just people. Our faith, our hope, and our confidence is in God. So if somebody fails, guess what? It didn't affect my relationship with God. They were just human. Do you see what I'm saying? Elijah, he's the mighty prophet of God, but he went in and said, Lord, what are you doing here? And he began to pray for the child and pray for the, he said, Lord, you got to heal this child. You got to heal this child. And finally, the Lord did heal the child. It was after three times he prayed, though. And he brought him down to the mother. There was another widow in the Bible whose sons were going to be sold as slaves to pay off the family debt. But God caused a miracle of provision to take place. In 2 Kings chapter 4 and 2, it says, one day, the widow of a member of the group of the prophets came to Elisha, this time, not Elijah, Elisha, needing financial help to pay off a debt. And she said, can you help me? This is my situation. And Elijah said, tell me what you have in your house. She said, nothing at all except for a flask of olive oil. And Elisha said, borrow as many empty jars as you can from your friends and your neighbors. Get them and then begin to pour the olive oil in it. The Bible says she got as many as she could find, and she filled every single one of them with olive oil, and she went back to the prophet. She said, I've done all that. What should I do now? He said, well, pay off the debt and live off of the rest. It's an amazing thing with God, folks. God will never leave you with nothing. There will always be something. And that something will be, some people say, for a rainy day. It will be to take care of a situation that God knew already was coming in your life. Some of you right now are sitting on a gold mine. You're sitting on things right now that you've done nothing with. But you need to understand that God has a plan for all of your wealth, for everything you have. God has a plan for that. And God is going to use that to bless your life. There's somebody in need right now. You are in deep need. And you're asking God to supply that need, but you have something already in your house. You have possession of something right now that you can turn to capital, that you can use right now to meet that need. God never leaves us in want. If we are his children, he has already taken care of it. And right now, I'm telling you, God is going to meet the need of someone who doesn't even know how much they have. I want us to pause and pray right now. Heavenly Father, right now, you are just revealing to me that somebody has a need. And they're not even aware of what they have in their possession that can meet that need. Right now, we ask in Jesus' name that even through this message, by this telling, that you will help people to think about the resources that they have that perhaps they've never tapped. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Can we thank the Lord for it right now? You see, God established a master plan and a blueprint for every life. Moms and grandmothers, God chose you to assist in fulfilling his divine plan. Because God selects and connects the right mother and child based upon their divine purpose. And God decided your purpose and destiny in heaven even before your birth. Listen to what it says in Jeremiah 1:4. It says, "The Lord gave me this message. I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. And before you were born, I set you apart and I appointed you." So mothers, God selected you to birth, to nurture, to protect, to train, to guide, and even launch children into their prophetic purpose in life. Ladies, I want you to repeat after me. Say, "My child's birth holds prophetic purpose." Now, you know, what I just told you to repeat, this is seen throughout scripture. I want to give you a few scriptures about this. In Genesis chapter 17 and 18, God revealed to Sarah her soon-to-be son, Isaac, had a prophetic purpose. Let me read it. "Abraham said to God, 'May Ishmael live under your special blessing.' But God said, 'No, Sarah, your wife, will give birth to a son for you. You will call him Isaac, and I will confirm my covenant with him and his descendants as an everlasting covenant.'" So God's plan for Sarah's son was to establish an everlasting covenant with him that actually is connected to Israel today in the land of Israel, possessing that land. Who knew? God knew. And you may see the little baby that you're holding or the grown-up child, and you may be saying, "What in the world am I supposed to do with this child?" There's a plan. There was a plan before they were born. And God made you a part of that plan. So don't be frustrated, but trust him and ask him, "Lord, what's the plan?"
Thank you for joining us again today for A Place to Grow. If you would like to get a copy of today's message, you can download it for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Navigate to the Media tab and click on Audio Messages. You can also help us keep this radio ministry alive by making a donation on our website as well. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message is called Mothers, Partners with Divine Purpose. This is part one. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Hello, this is Pastor Steve Hill, and I want to thank you for listening to A Place to Grow. It is my sincere prayer that you will experience God's love, forgiveness, and healing. You can receive this by repeating this prayer, so join me. Father, forgive me of my sins. I turn away from them. Jesus, come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Change me into a new creation. Thank you for saving me and changing my life. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer, then you've accepted Jesus Christ as personal Savior And know this, that God loves you so much, and whatever you need, just call on Him and He'll answer your prayer. God bless you, and keep on listening to A Place to Grow.
We hope you were touched by today's message. We are honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.